the bulk of their work is coming from people sort of right out of college, right out of grad school, who don't have a job, mm-hmm. but have been through enough school that they're at least decent writers. And that's how you generate so much content, you know, and it's...
But see, that's terrible, though, because there's so many graduates that are coming out of school with so much debt and are getting paid very little to do it. And I'm just like, that's kind of... There's so many, like, internships that I see that are like, it's free or we don't pay you, but it's for experience. And I'm like, dude, people are coming out of college with at least, like, 35K in debt. They need the money.
I think that's the national average now. It's like 30, 35, something like
that. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I left school with, like, 60, and now I'm, like, closer to 70 with interest, but...
I was 105, 110. And I can never express, like, how thankful I am for it. And the older I get, the more thankful I am, because the more I recognize what that money... Mm-hmm. did for me or could have done for them.
Yeah.
But they basically used that or used a big chunk of it and paid off half of my loans.
Yeah.
But I was still, until recently, paying almost $400 a month.
Damn.
You know, and I just paid one off because I realized, like, the interest, I didn't realize it was a variable interest rate. I had never looked at it closely. Mm-hmm. And the interest rate had gone up. So it's like the smallest amount, but it's costing me this big chunk. And so I was like, screw that. I'm like, I've got $1,400 in savings that I would like to keep in savings,
but
this thing's killing me.
It's going to cost you more.
So, So I just took the money out of savings. I paid. And so, you know, the loans come down, but you don't always think about that when you're entering into school.
Yeah. I wish they taught more of that in school, like at least in high school, because you're basically dumping all this information on an 18-year-old. And it's like, they don't know anything about like interest or principal balance or anything. Like, how are they supposed to know? I didn't know any of that. I didn't know any of that until like fairly recently.
Yeah.
And
you learn it when you have to. The problem is you really had to know it earlier. So when we say like for stuff like that, you learn it when you have to,
mm-hmm.
you're really learning it late because you realize something's going on and then, you know.
Yeah.
But now they're required. Now it's in the Commonwealth of Virginia anyway. Everyone has to take personal finance and econ. Which is great because you should know these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible because it eats up space in your schedule for electives and things you care about. Most people do it junior year, or they'll pay the money to do it online or over the summer or something like that. It gets very, I'm saying mixed reviews, and that's me being optimistic about it. Mm-hmm. Students aren't real happy with the class on average.
I feel like it's because they don't really care. Like, I mean, if I were a high school student now, and if that was like kind of forced on me, I'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, and when they try to show you like how to balance a checkbook, like how many checks do you write a month? Seriously, like you have a credit card, dummy. Like you need to know how to read a statement.
Yeah.
And then calculate, you know, your interest or whatever. Like you don't really need to balance a checkbook in a practical way now.
Mm-hmm.
But the ideas of like compound interest and things like that. And so here and there during study hall, I now have these conversations about like, you know, hey, we got a few minutes to kill. And try to explain like what the interest is going to do on a student loan, or why saving even, you know, $20 a paycheck, even when you're 17, turns into like crazy money when you're older. And like, it seems like nothing. You're like, but that's nothing. It won't help me later. I need that 20 now. And it's like, and if you need it, cool. But if you don't need it, like $20 a week, starting when you're 17 or every 2 weeks,
would have been amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it, by the time you're in your 50s, like you're retiring a little early with that kind of money, if, you know. And like you said, people don't learn it.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they also don't want to learn it.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense.
Which sounds stupid because when you say it's about money, like how many teenagers, you know, don't want to know about money or at least don't have it? I don't know. I think that comes back to that sales job thing. I think that sometimes maybe just the way they're teaching or who's teaching it.
That's true.
They're not making it seem sexy. Like, you need to show more clips of rap videos at the beginning of class. So it would be like, whoa, look at them. Look at the yacht.
You got my attention.
Car, you know?
Like, if you want this yacht.
So here's how you can do this as middle management. Like, you know, how do you do that? So you just brought that up though.
Makes sense.
Like, are you ever going to be able to retire?
I hope so. I mean, I have like, a Wealthfront account. So it's like I have a Roth IRA, and it kind of like maps out like how you're going to retire, if you're going to be able to retire. And it says I will be able to, but that's like if I don't have any like downfalls along the way, like if I want to buy a house or if I want to have a kid. I mean, I don't ever want to have kids, but that's a different subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it time.
Yeah. We'll see.
The only reason I say that is because when you say that now, you smile more than when you used to say that. And the last time we hung out, you held my baby.
I did.
You did?
First baby I ever held. I mean, like, kind of. I mean, I held...
Probably not ever, but... Yeah.
I mean, I held, like, one other baby. Like, Gabe's niece? Yeah, niece.
Yeah. That, but... Yeah. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, like, you're more open to that idea right now than
I will
you
admit,
were 3 years ago.
Babies are a little bit cuter than I thought they were.
Yeah.
But they still, like, the overall...
They're awful.
Yeah.
They're awful.
I just don't think I could afford one.
So. Yeah. That's... Okay, so sort of two things. We'll do the baby thing. And babies are awful.
Yeah, but terrifying
but
too.
But toddlers I'm kind of into. Like, Evie's starting to stand and pull up on stuff, which means she's crawling and we're starting to play. And, like, her personality's coming out. Like, she's yelling at stuff and she's laughing. And, like, it's good. Within the next couple of months, she'll be able to get up and move more freely.
Mm-hmm.
And while that means I have to be careful, everything in my house is going to collapse and she's going to grab stuff. It means I can have more fun.
Yeah. So infants terrify me. Like, I don't want to hold one. I feel like I'm going to drop it. There's a self-destruct button up on the top of the head. No thanks. That is awful.
Yeah.
But, like, when kids are able to have, like, a conversation with me, I'm like, okay, all right. You're a person now, so.
Like, I'm not scared of babies. I just don't have any desire to have little babies. You know, that's tricky.
Scary.
But then they get, you know, like, you can hear kids just woke up and there's like, you know, we're hearing pitter patters above. I'm like, that's great, you know, because that means we can do stuff. But, so finances can be a big limitation if you're a person that is thoughtful about this.
Yeah.
You know, there are plenty of people that just have kids whenever kids happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a planned thing. And maybe I had two or maybe I had seven and I didn't think, you know, and that's a different situation. But if you're a person that is paying attention, to either not having kids, like, I'm being cautious here, or I'm being cautious financially, or both.
Yeah.
You know, that's the number one reason that I don't want to have three kids. I mean, we started a little late.
Mm-hmm.
The number one reason that I don't want to have another kid at this point is because I think about what it would do to the quality of life for us and the other two kids. And what that means for, not that I'll ever be able to pay for their college or anything anyway, but like it just, that's awful in a way, like, maybe like putting a dollar value on the joy.
You kind of have to, though.
I think so. And so I think if I made a lot more money, I would have more kids.
I mean,
statistically, the more money you make, the fewer kids you have on average.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Most of your big families are on average poor families. But like, how much of that do you think has been affected by student loans or college debt? Like, how much of those concerns, obviously, you know, you're just like, I just don't want to have kids. And that's separate.
I mean,
how much of college is factored into that?
Like, I feel like 60 to 70% of it, like, while children do terrify me and society in general is just not ideal for me, I just don't think I could be able to handle raising a kid right now in, like, this kind of environment. But a lot of it is because I don't think I could afford it.
No.
And I don't think I would be able to give a child the quality of life that, like, he or she deserves.
Right.
And Gabe and I were, like, throwing around ideas about, like, even adoption. And we were like, that's actually not a bad idea because a huge part of why Gabe doesn't want to have kids is because it's kind of like the moral aspect. Like, they were never asked to be born and it's like, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, okay, well.
He's that guy.
Yeah. Right. But next
time he is coming, we're going to just do that.
Do it. But yeah, there are so many kids like out there in the world that need good homes. And I'm like, yo, I would totally love to adopt a kid. And then I looked into it and it costs so much money to do that.
Averages between $20,000 and $30,000.
Yeah,
and that's here. That's without travel to another country.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't. I couldn't even afford that.
And so many. This is terrible to say, but so many of those kids have disabilities.
Yeah,
either physical or mental, cognitive.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not only paying all this money up front to have the child, but
it usually comes with
additional costs, or you know that this is someone's going to need your help forever. Like, it's not like, oh, you're 18, get out of here, you know?
Yeah.
We've talked about that, and you know, I still keep that option open. Ashley says, well, what if later when kids are out of school? And I'm like, yeah, but by the time, you know, by the time Evie's into elementary school and you don't do full-time daycare, I'm going to be like 40.
Yeah.
You know, do I really want to have a baby at 40? I mean, that just means I don't get to retire. at some point I want to be able to hang out.
Yeah. And like relax, you know? Enjoy your life.
And,
yeah.
and so, you know, you think like student loan debt initially just looks like, oh, that's a thing I have to pay, you know? And that was me coming out of high school. Like, whatever, I'll go out of state to James Madison. That's fine. Yeah, I could stay and stay. I could go here. I could go there.
Yeah.
No, this is where I want to go. And I'm glad I did. But, you know, $400 a month, I mean, I could be driving a big truck or I could be driving a Mercedes. I mean, for the equivalent cost.
Yeah.
And it's not that college wasn't worth it because I wouldn't have my job without it. But, you know, you got to put that in, like, definite terms. You know, of my best friends in college – I'm the only one that, like, my, like, core group of guys that I hung out with a lot, I'm the only one that has kids. And of sort of go to second circle people we hung out with a decent amount, of all of those people, I think only two of them, I'm talking about the males, have kids. And for a lot of them, it's, you know, some of them got married later, but a lot of them have concerns like, well, I can't afford it, or they have good jobs and they make good money, but they work all the time or they travel a lot.
Yeah.
And so they travel for work. So if you have a kid, you have to travel less, which means they either take a new job or they take a pay cut. And so this entire thing comes back to this financial piece. And for a lot of those people, student loans are a big part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, I know our pays about, like, $1,000 a month in student loans. I have, like, $700 in federal loans and then, like, $250 in private loans every month. So it's, like... Yeah, it's a lot. So it's like I can barely afford like to take care of like myself and like every now and then give money to my mom when I can.
Yeah.
And it's like would I be able to afford diapers or afford like clothes or food and formula and everything? And I'm like, I don't think I would be able to.
That's insane. And that's where, you know, you also, things tend to work out, but you never want to like roll the dice that it'll just do that, you know. You know, like recently since we had Evie, like my parents have kicked in, like they helped us out a little bit with, you know, taking part of student loans. And like, it's, I say like little stuff, but in that perspective, like it's big stuff. And like, I know it's costing them, but it's, I have to pay for the daycare and the diapers and the rest. It's probably bad to just roll the dice and say, I will figure it out. Yeah. And the reality is most people do.
Yeah.
But
I feel like I like to plan.
Well, you've trained your whole life to like make a thoughtful decision. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the thoughtful decision is, you know, I shouldn't have the kid or I should, you know, I shouldn't buy this house because I have this debt. One of my best friends from college, he, same thing. His student loans, he was out of state, went to JMU. His loans were basically what mine were. Probably about the same, maybe just a little bit more, but his parents gave him no help during or after college. So he always worked a little more than the rest of us. He was paying, you know, almost $1,000 a month. He delayed marriage for a while.
Yeah.
You know, he works in a city where he could ride a bike. So for a while he didn't really even have a car, you know, and he's saving all this money. So then he got married and then it took a little while and then they bought a house. Again, they're in a city, so it's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has a great job. He's a really, really smart person, you know. And the fact that this is the best that he can figure out, you know, I just think, like, there are a lot of people who are a lot dumber than him that are just, like, not making good decisions here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Those decisions end up playing out much bigger. So your boyfriend, Gabe, right, you said – we were talking yesterday that he has very strong opinions on all of this. Is this because of his experience, like with you and yours, or does he have?
No, he has.
Like, I don't mean that. You don't have to tell me his private stuff. I'm just saying, like, your situation is it's expensive, and it obviously affects him now.
But no, it's mostly because of his own experience. Like, he had a great time in college. He went to Radford, and then he went to Virginia Tech, and he loved school. But the biggest thing is that he has so much college, like student loan debt, that it's prevented him from like moving forward in life, I feel. And I don't know exactly how much he pays a month, but I know it's, at least $500. And he has been paying since he left school, and like it's only gone down like maybe 10 or 20K, and he's paid significantly more than that. And it's just like so disheartening to see that you've paid significantly more and that principal balance has barely even gone down, you know?
And I mean, you know, for me, my mom did like all the paperwork. I think I made 2 decisions about loans ever in 5 years of college and grad school, grad school. I, you know, and most of them were fixed rate loans and lower interest rates. And like, I can't thank her enough for doing all of that. And then, you know, when I realized a couple of them were variable, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I cut my bill in half for this little, like, what an idiot. But that was the moment when I realized what other, like, when I hear other people talking about their, like, as a person with student loan debt, I didn't even get how other people were complaining, like, I'm paying all this and it's not even going down. And then I realized the most expensive part of my monthly bill was the smallest loan there.
I think Gabe realized that too, and he, I think he either just paid it or paid off one of the bills or one of the loans or is about to. I'm not entirely sure, but like I think one of the loan, like the interest rates were like 6% or maybe even more. But it was ridiculous, and he was like, I could just pay that off right
now. I don't know. I feel like, you know, and it's an unfair direct comparison, so I'm being very metaphorical, but it's like we're sharecroppers. Like I've been given this thing, but I have to pay back for the land. I have to pay back for the degree. And by the time I'm done paying back, there's just so little left for me that, well, yeah, sure, I have this land and this house and this farm. Like, yeah, sure, I have this degree and all this stuff. I'm maybe not reaping the benefits that you would expect because so much goes back to that source.
And like Gabe has a bachelor's degree in accounting, and he's not an accountant. He works at a sign shop, and he loves what he does because it's very like hands-on, and he could never imagine like working in an office. But that just makes it worse because he's paying for a degree that he's not using and probably will never use because he's just so like far from being a graduate, and like people aren't gonna
I don't have any experience in it, like unless he can stay in his company and like slide into the accountant's position there to get yourself back onto that track.
But they like outsource for that. They hire like a separate company, and it's like I even talked to him about like maybe doing that, and he was like, I don't know anything about like accounting, and it would cost me more money to like be recertified again, and like I'm not about to pay more money to do that. And like I get it, it makes sense, and I would be super like upset over the fact that I'm paying $500 plus a month for a degree that is basically useless, because the job that he currently has, like people without a degree could have gotten, you know?
So it's, well, that's why I asked like if you could get your job without your degree. Even though the degree wasn't the exact same thing. For me, I can't get my job without my, you know, degree and certification. But
I feel like I maybe could have if I had the right portfolio. Like, they took a chance on me without seeing any of my work. But I feel like if I didn't have a degree, they would need to see my work, and then they could possibly put me in the running.
So, I mean, you know, that's where each job or each field is different. I have a student, well, had a student, she graduated